Some tricky shit being light, love, and energy, isn't it? Eric Kaiser, Spiritual Awakening Podcast, and I'm in that creator's bubble where I just want to create. So I just emailed my senator, John Ossoff, about this law, and I put in there what's going on. I said, this shit has to change. How's a spiritual father who walked the path of God the best that he could? How's he being punished for doing that? It's not fucking cool. I want my damn kids back. I also thought about the email I was about to send, right? This is where we have two versions of ourselves. I was letting my emotions get in when I don't want this judge to let her emotions get in, right? So I was aggravated. I'm going to rewrite the whole entire thing. And I'm just going to write it from a very, when you please look at the evidence. And I understand, you know, I'm going to explain to her about poverty, about where I come from with poverty, why I come from there. What I plan on doing in the school system. I'm going to show her my character of who I am. I almost showed her that I could kick somebody a mile away if I wanted to. I mean, I wasn't really mean, but I was stern. I don't even want to be stern. I want to kiss her ass. Don't ever forget we're playing with the Matrix. We're playing with energy, so I'll show her light, love, and how I feel about what's going on in this world. I'll share a story with her. And I'll paint the picture of what I've just been through and just put it out there. Like, look, like, this is my life. This happened. There's no way around it. I believe Carla could be a wonderful mother. She has to let that shit go. Whatever her fight is, let it go. I hate being a part of this damn story. I really do. But yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I already got that going. I'm going to jump back on the computer right now and start researching the iLobby again. And I told John Ossoff, I'm going to get coverage on this. I'll get 1 million signatures. I just joined some dad groups and I'm going to tell my story in there. And I'm going to educate those men too. As I even go in there, I'm going to put, look, I'm going to tell my story, but I don't want to see one negative comment. I don't need to hear that so-and-so is this, so-and-so is that. I don't want to hear none of that shit. You got something positive to say of how, like, maybe you went through this situation and how it ended up for you and, you know, all right, cool. You want to put positive shit in there? Great. Don't bring no negative bullshit. We got no time for name calling. But yeah, I'm going to tell my story and just the abuse side of it. Just thinking back to like some of the shit I went through. There's times where I get my whole face like raked. She would scratch me like and just fucking rip my skin right off my face. She did that like 3 times. I feel like a fucking idiot walking around looking like that. People are like, what the fuck happened to your face? Well, I was chasing my dog through the woods and I ran into branches. That's the shit we'll do for people. I forgot about a lot of that. It came like hitting me in the fucking head. I was like, oh. Remember that shit. So I always wonder why to myself too. Like, why the fuck does this keep happening? Like, what the hell is going on? And to learn that we just have to shut it off and break away from it. It's a pretty big fucking explosion. It's still echoing. through the universe. I just hope it finds some balance really quick. But hell, y'all, we're going to change the law. I love y'all. Peace.